The Lebanese Forces, LF, Strong Republic Parliamentary Bloc has proposed a roadmap for the gradual and proper implementation of Resolution 1701, which they said is imperative today more than ever to preserve Lebanon from slipping into war amid the fearsome chaos and confusion sweeping the region. At a conference held Tuesday and given the slogan 1701 Now, the Bloc asked, in this very critical situation, how can we protect Lebanon, a country sapped by 4 years of economic, financial, and political crises? The Bloc underlined what it described as the three legitimate pillars for safeguarding Lebanon: Lebanese legitimacy, which is represented by the government despite its weakness and frailty, the legitimacy of the Lebanese army, which enjoys large popular support, and international legitimacy, represented by UN resolutions, notably Resolution 1701. Lebanese Forces MP Giorgio Kais insisted that Hamas al-Aqsa flood operation against Israel that triggered the raging conflict in Gaza on October 7 did not bring down Resolution 1701, which was adopted in August 2006 to stop the war between Lebanon and Israel. Some consider that any talk about implementing 1701 under the present circumstances is a foolish and senseless thing. We believe it is irrational to forget about 1701 because this resolution's very raison d'etre is to spare Lebanon from war after 2006, Okais said, adding, failing to press for its implementation amounts to national treason. He said the Bloc proposes the gradual implementation of 1701, starting by officially and publicly notifying the UN Security Council of Lebanon's determination and willingness to apply the terms of the international decision fully. The international community should then put pressure on Israel to withdraw from disputed border areas such as Sheba and Kfar Chuba and stop its violations of Lebanese airspace and territorial waters. A defined period of evaluation of Israel's respect for the resolution's provisions should follow, after which Lebanon would deploy the army and the UN peacekeeping forces, whose numbers would be doubled, along the Blue Line and in the zone south of the Lidani River. In the meantime, the demarcation of the land borders would be underway. There should be no talk about replacing or changing 1701, but on the contrary, we should seek to revive it and reinvigorate it, Okais stressed. The Strong Republic Bloc places the implementation of 1701 at the top of its priorities. We believe that Lebanon is constantly exposed to two threats, one from outside its borders, namely from Israel, and one from inside Lebanon, namely Iran, through its proxy, Hezbollah. The only thing that would protect us from these two threats is the implementation of 1701, he added. Speaking at the conference, economic journalist and expert Sabina Weiss contended that the security and stability that Resolution 1701 is designed to provide is vital for Lebanon's economic progress and development. The economy is always the victim of turmoil and instability that have plagued Lebanon for decades. The uncertain and ambiguous situation in South Lebanon has further aggravated the economic state of the country, driving away any potential investors, Weiss said, adding that for the past 4 years, not a single new investment was recorded. She highlighted some of the economic losses incurred since October 7 as follows. The national carrier, Middle East Airlines, sustained monthly losses estimated at $10 million. The tourism sector's monthly losses are estimated at $140 million. The cost of insurance against war risks increased tenfold. The cost of the displacement of 29,000 residents from South Lebanon villages. Some 462 hectares of arable land are not being exploited due to the war. A large number of private companies cancelled investment decisions. Resolution 1701 calls for the full cessation of hostilities between Lebanon and Israel, the deployment of Lebanese armed forces to southern Lebanon, the parallel withdrawal of Israeli forces behind the Blue Line, the strengthening of the UN force, UNIFIL, and the establishment of a demilitarized zone between the Blue Line and the Lidani River to be monitored exclusively by the Lebanese Army and UNIFIL.